For SearchSAP.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to a special edition on the jointly developed SAP Microsoft Duet software for August 23rd, 2006. Duet was made generally available in May. It combines SAP back office data with the familiar front office Microsoft Office software and was jointly developed by Microsoft and SAP through the Mendocino project. Jim Murphy, a research director with AMR Research, recently surveyed some SAP customers about Duet. Out of 210 US-based SAP customers in the retail and manufacturing sectors, 74 were knowledgeable enough with Duet to field detailed interviews, according to AMR. Overall, the respondents realized a lot of value out of improving end-user productivity with Duet. Some SAP customers, 27 out of the 74 surveyed respondents, had reservations about adopting Duet. With me on the line is Jim Murphy to discuss the survey a bit. Jim, did those surveyed say they would upgrade to the latest version of SAP solely to use Duet?
Only 11% said they would upgrade for the sake of Duet, meaning updating either the SAP or the Microsoft side for the sake of Duet. Mm-hmm. The rest said that they would follow their planned upgrade schedule.
And that's a normal thing, right? Customers usually...
And we do have a split between line of business and IT. Line of business were, they said 24% of them were willing to upgrade for the sake of Duet, which is kind of interesting. That's a split. And information technology professionals, 5% of them said that they would switch for Duet.
Why are those numbers so low? I mean, why is Duet not necessarily the biggest draw to upgrade to the latest version of SAP?
Like, there are huge projects underway at the companies that we work with in terms of, ERP consolidation, SOAs, building a services-oriented architecture that makes them more agile in the market, that allows them to reuse components and build composite applications. There are separate line of business efforts to just implement something like CRM as a extension in some cases of their ERP deployment. There's business intelligence efforts underway, and I think that in many ways, Duet comes along and is a wrinkle for a lot of companies. They have big projects and plans, and Duet looks like a kind of, it's appealing, but it's kind of little. In the scope of all these projects, these guys regard it as pretty valuable, but right now they have sort of bigger fish to fry, I think. And it's, being relatively new, it hasn't kind of worked its way into their plans. I think another issue for SAP customers is that they've been, over the course of years, offered different choices for interoperability or interfaces, let's say. I mean, practically speaking, it's more like, you have, years ago we had the ITS to deliver SAP applications on the web, and then SAP bought, top tier, and then they had the portal. They have the traditional GUI. Duet becomes another choice, and now they're just with this year's Sapphire also starting to promote Project Muse, which looks like, this is something SAP is really investing in too. So I think a lot of our customers are sort of left with, which one is the one that we should really invest in? Versus, and I think that SAP is doing some positive things in allowing customers more choice. Right. But the choice in many cases is leading to more confusion. And SAP's efforts so far to really kind of to guide customers through this is to sort of come up with a scenario kind of motif. Well, if this is your situation, then you should use Muse, or if this is your situation, then you should use Duet. And I think what most of our customers face is that they have multiple of those situations. So it's not a choice of one, it's a choice of all.
And is that where the requirements come in, the fact that there are different requirements with different scenarios?
Yeah, it appears more and more that, there are some specific requirements. I think that if you're to look at it from a technical perspective, this is how to deliver, this is how you have to deliver your applications to your SAP users or to extend them. There's the sort of practical matters, the IT parts, but they're all practical matters, but they're the kind of broader considerations. Well, are your users going to have to be accessing this via a thin client or something like that, or are they going to be mobile? Are they going to be accessing information from various computers and things like that? All those might be considerations in a company's decision with what to go for. I think there's also a lot of confusion, sort of confounding of the various, there are these technologies, the interfaces themselves, and then there's the tools that are supposed to help these companies, build and maintain the interfaces. One of the trepidations about Duet is that there's no, right now, neither SAP or Microsoft has kind of offered, okay, what's the tool set that I should use to extend and adapt this thing?
This is the development kit that is going to be coming out?
Yeah, they say it's going to be coming out. But I think that the trepidation is that, well, companies don't know what that is yet. Mm-hmm. And the scenarios they see so far are kind of nice, but it's hard for, in our study we found just such a disparate intention for the use of the, in terms of, well, what other applications would you like to see here? What other applications would be valuable to you? And we have such a variety of answers that it just speaks to, well, customers are invariably going to want to customize this. And that was just kind of proved the point, but we had sort of already known that from the customers that we talked to. So invariably they want some customization capability. They need to be able to extend it. They have their own environments. They need to be able to create more, unique or consistent workflows and things like that. And right now they're not sure, where that software development kit is coming from, if it requires additional skills and training. That's part of that confusion going back to things like Project Muse. Like, well, what kind of skills do I need to support, someone who, essentially has to develop in Flash. Mm-hmm. It's kind of stretching these guys a little bit thin. They've been through a lot with SAP over the years, and a lot of the experience has been positive and a lot of it has been sort of negative. A lot of the negative part has been this, well, the interfaces have never been good. They've never been appealing to end users. And I want to say that SAP is taking a step forward and providing some flexibility there, but they're also, there's also a lot of confusion about how to go about it.
Mm-hmm. And the development kit is it fair to say that it's more important for the customers or independent software vendors?
The customers that I talk to, and these are direct customers, are concerned with that level of thinking. So, I'm sure that, SAP has much more of a package mentality, although, a lot of their effort around SOA and composite apps is to offer the kind of flexibility in that context. Nevertheless, our customers directly will say that, if we're going to support this, and it may be also a kind of early adopter mentality is, if they're an early adopter with regard to Duet, they're the type of company. They also happen to be the type of company that gets differentiation out of their software. Mm-hmm. And the way they do that, in many cases, they've probably been bitten by it. But in many cases, the way they do it is to customize the applications.
I see.
There's certainly a lot of if you're a if you're a kind of Luddite on the spectrum of things, you're going to wait to adopt Duet anyway, and for the most part. And yes, you will buy more packaged software. You won't do a lot of adaptation or customization of it. I think right now that Duet is at such an early stage that you're seeing glimpses of the applications that might be available, and companies might have a wrinkle in what they have. You know, we talk about the prospect of upgrading, for instance. Well, you know, they have been pretty clear about what you need and when you need it on both the Microsoft and SAP sides. But what if a company, they like Duet, they find it valuable, one of those elements isn't in place, and it's going to take them a significant amount of time to upgrade from, you know, to MySAP ERP 2004 or something like that. That could be a years-long project. So what if they want it in the meantime? Well, they might have to use some kind of a customization to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think that, if they wanted it that badly, they have to customize for the environment, or there are other, there may be other connections they want to make other than just between SAP and Microsoft.
So it's fair to say then that the customers you surveyed really liked what they saw in Duet. They saw the value of it, but they said it just wasn't ready for widespread deployment across their enterprise.
I very much think that that's the conclusion that we can come to. Mm-hmm. That's the case with the customers that I talked to more directly to. The survey was conducted over the web. We did get verbatims and things like that that give some qualitative answers. Mm-hmm. Certainly a lot of our customers are experimenting with it, and licenses are cheap enough, and even the hardware investment to do a sort of pilot of it with pretty great ease. But a lot of them are just saying, well, they're just seeing what it can do right now, mm-hmm. Experimenting with it. They're not rolling it out in any widespread basis. They're seeing what the potential is. So, I mean, it is good that it's kind of inexpensive enough, and it looks to be, given you have the requirements in place, pretty easy to implement. But they're dealing with a lot of complexity outside of that too. So, I want to say, like, from a CIO's perspective, the ones that we have in our forum are very, very much, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. We think our customers want it. We just don't think it's necessarily ready yet. And there's some
in your analysis piece about the survey.
Yeah.
You pointed out that there may be some room to be suspicious about the viability of Duet. Can you kind of explain a little bit what you meant?
At an executive level, these guys are definitely on both sides of the equation, the Microsoft and SAP. You know, you'll hear Shai Agassi talking about it, Jeff Rakes talking about it, and doesn't get too much higher than that in terms of the executives' investment and the earnestness of their investment in this effort. Mm-hmm. It's just, to me, despite the investment at that level, it's still a hard thing to accomplish for these two sometime competitors, and to introduce a product in the market. Yes, it I think the best thing it has going for it is customers want it to work. But that doesn't necessarily make it work where you have, I think, you have the potential for channel conflict. And it's not, I'm sure Shai Agassi and Jeff Rakes can shake hands on it. But in the field, what can sometimes happen is, someone is out there trying to sell Microsoft CRM, and someone is out there trying to extend SAP ERP into a CRM scenario too. Mm-hmm. And this is sometimes, the appeal of Microsoft CRM, by the way, is largely this kind of desktop integration. That's largely their differentiator at Microsoft, and if this takes away that differentiator, then becomes very difficult to sell. So, the issue to me isn't the investment or earnestness of Shai Agassi and Jeff Rakes and all their colleagues. but at a lower level, it's the people in the field that need to support it. So I'm not saying that it's going to, you know, it's inevitable that it's going to fall apart. I think that it's difficult in the environment that we have that's so quickly consolidating, where, you know, clearly, you know, 5 years ago, we wouldn't have been talking too much about SAP competing with Microsoft, but there's less and less enterprise space to be had. And the volatility of the way partnerships tend to work sometimes, it's a tough thing to do. And I think the other thing is, in R&D, as they decide, okay, what do we introduce next that doesn't introduce a threat to either one of our businesses, that gets difficult too.
Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, where does Lotus Notes fit into the equation?
That's funny. It does come in. I think that, in fact, a lot of people in the survey expressed interest. They say, okay, where's the version for Notes with SAP?
Mm-hmm. But doesn't it also have many of the, or doesn't it have a similar sort of SAP integration package?
It does, yeah. In fact, they just renamed it, and kind of ironically, not ironically, Harmony. It's more of a services sort of package. If you're an SAP customer, this is what you can do. No upgrades necessary in this case. They're arguing they've had these integrations for, you know, 4 or 5 years or something like that. And I'd say that's valid. They just haven't sort of packaged it. They also don't have the, it's not a jointly sold and packaged and promoted product by IBM and SAP. It's an IBM product it's very similar scenarios that they offer, but also no upgrades are necessary, apparently. There have been a lot of customers, I want to say, that have been saying, okay, we need to standardize on one or the other, Microsoft or IBM, which was going to win in the market. It looks more and more like Microsoft. However, the other approach is to say, well, let's make everything more portal-based and not be so dependent on desktop software. And that's the approach that IBM, you know, wants. They want to sort of grasp that crowd that says, well, we want a centralized approach to our application delivery or something like that, where it's not, you know, it's not so highly distributed anymore. And they've been sort of carefully trying to carry their Lotus install base in that direction versus, because, you know, I think Lotus, the way it is now, was very distributed. And I want to say that the software that they offered companies 5 or 6 years ago was not dissimilar to what Microsoft is going to be offering in the next few years. And I'm not saying that their email clients themselves weren't, you know, kind of on a par with each other. What Domino and Lotus Notes was able to do is allow allow more business-level users, business analysts, to create their own applications and workflows. You couldn't really do that with Microsoft. It was pretty inaccessible.
What are some of the unknown costs to Duet? Are they solely requirement related?
I think they're requirement related. I think primarily. People did have trepidations about hidden costs. And it's hard to say what they actually are yet until we've heard from a lot of companies that have actually started to implement it on a widespread basis. But it does. The hardware cost, the scaling cost, I mean, those are kind of big unknowns right now. We don't know exactly until people have sort of run it through its full tests. Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen that part. The services around it, arguably, if you have those components in place already, then, you know, supposedly you can just, you know, turn this thing on and automatically it works. I'm pretty skeptical about that. Some of the, as I mentioned before, we're starting to get some feedback from customers who've had one problem what appears to be a minor problem on the surface, and they're asking, SAP or Microsoft, where when the patch is going to be to fix this problem. So, I think that there's more to it than at this stage, and there's more to the services component, support, the internal or external resources to actually get it up and running and make it work. I think that those are going to be significant costs.
That was Jim Murphy of AMR Research. Thanks, Jim. And with that, we're going to wrap up this special edition. Be sure to check out our podcast archive at searchsap.com/audio. For now, I'm Rob Westerveld. Have a great day.